bolt struck the engine of the helicopter's main rotor. Nearly as quickly, the just-rescued women panicked. The storm was upon them before there was time to think, time to react, or time to take any form of evasive action.
We are going down!
John Rourke pushed to his feet, Michael a step ahead of him.
Paul! Annie! Try to keep these women calm so we can hear ourselves think! Get them into crash positions! Hurry!
One of the overhead electrical panels caught fire. Michael grabbed the bulkhead-mounted extinguisher.
Get back! I've got to put the fire out! Get back!
John Rourke pushed past his son into the Eden gunship's cockpit. All around them, there was green-tinged blackness.
It was just here, John! A moment ago, it was clear all around us! Then we were into the storm! We still have tail rotor control, but I don't know how much longer. We're going to crash!
John Rourke reached around Natalia, grabbing for the joystick. It moved too easily.
Damn it!
Freezing rain and hail enveloped them, one of the overhead cockpit bubble panels cracking, spider-webbing under the repeated impact from balls of ice that were nearly the size of baseballs. Rourke lurched into the co-pilot seat beside her, buckling in as he started hitting switches on the auxiliary control panel. His hand closed over hers on the joystick, feeling for a response from the controls. There was none.
I was in Torian following to avoid a lightning strike, but it did not...
Can you still control the tail at all, Natalia?
Not enough! Hold on!
John Rourke's mind raced, searching for a solution, but there was none. He braced.
Impact's coming up! Brace yourself!
The helicopter was skidding along the ground, starting to turn over.
All fuel supply systems are off!
The helicopter turned onto its side, blades from the main rotor slicing past them along the ground, shattering the chin bubble. John Rourke hung over the right side of the co-pilot seat. A piece of one of the main rotor blades, twisted and gnarled, punched through the chin bubble inches from his left leg. He looked up and to his left. Natalia, unmoving, hung suspended from her seat restraint. Rourke reached for the quick-release buckle of his harness, but it was jammed. The smell of burning insulation was even stronger now. He shook his head to clear it.
How is it back there?
Some injuries. I don't think anyone's dead.
John Rourke had the little AG Sting 1A black chrome in his hand and was using it to cut through the webbing of the seat restraint.
Natalia! Natalia, answer me! Come on, wake up, Natalia.
We are alive.
This thing's on fire and we gotta get out of here in order to stay alive. Think now, come on!
Natalia's seat restraint release buckle worked, and as he activated it, she fell from the pilot seat and into his arm. Rourke held her for an instant. He loved her. He always would. But he loved his wife. Natalia was Michael's woman now. And although he would never stop loving her, he was happy for them. For both of them. Natalia's eyelids fluttered as he set her down against the side of the co-pilot seat. As he sheathed his knife, he gazed at the incredible blueness of her eyes.
Can you walk?
I am all right. Help the others.
Rourke pulled her to her feet, and she swayed against him. Then he pushed her aft, ducking her head down for her as she turned sideways to get through. There was smoke here, dense and acrid-smelling. Michael, his head bleeding, was handing some of the injured women out of the main compartment and up to Paul and Annie, who hung down through where the portside fuselage door had been, now a jagged tear. There was a hole in the overhead, now to Rourke's left because the craft was turned on its side, where the main rotor assembly had been sheared away. Martin, the neo-Nazi leader of Eden, the son taken from John and Sarah in the instant of birth, pushed past one of the injured women and started to clamber up toward the opening where Paul and Annie were. John Rourke straight-armed Martin in the chest, spinning him around.
Help these people! Now, damn it!
Rourke grabbed Martin by the front of his shirt.
Help him, or you'll die.